Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. It's Human Crafted Radio with me, Zach Churchill. And I'm joined in studio today by a local artist. He is one third of the band Ginger Root, and he is representing the whole band today. He's going to play some stripped down versions of their songs. They just released a single, and we're going to hear that. But first, an unreleased brand new song. This is called Having Fun by Ginger Root, live in studio. Take it away. All right, get out of here. That was ridiculously good. Okay, if you're just tuning in, that was a live performance by Ginger Root, a.k.a. Cameron Liu. You are a veteran of the station. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. I'm excited to be here.
Is it a veteran or an alumni? I guess a veteran because
I went through it. Alumni is like if I studied under you.
Or if you like worked here, right?
Yeah.
Alumni would be like class of whatever.
Yeah.
Cameron Liu. So were you on Daily Scramble Live with Jason and Tyler?
Yep, I was in the morning.
Right on. Yeah, this is much better for your vocals, right? Laid back afternoon spot.
Yeah, I remember when I woke up, I was in the car. I was like, I don't want to be that guy that does like warm ups, but I kind of have to because it's really early. But so definitely thank you for the afternoon slot.
Of course. I mean, sometimes you can just wake up and it's great. It just depends.
Yeah.
You never know. It's just a hit or miss.
Especially like the song you're singing. If it's like super like laid back, then it might work in your favor.
Yeah. or you might, never mind. Yeah. I had a visual of something. All right, so you are one third of the band Ginger Root. Where are your peeps?
Anthony, our bass player, he's at work. He teaches at Huntington Beach High School, so he's a very busy man.
Oh, nice.
And then Matt Kearney, our drummer, he is in school at Cal State Long Beach. So I don't have classes on Monday, which is why I'm here.
You are all either studying or educators?
Yeah, basically.
Where'd you all meet?
We all went to Huntington Beach High School. We all went to the arts program, and we all met. We're actually all in different classes, so we span a range of ages. And one day I was like, a couple years ago, I was like, I want to start playing my own music. And then, had a couple bands, backed other people up around Southern California. And then eventually I was like, you know, I want to try to do like a solo thing, like a band thing. So I called them. They're great friends of mine, and we get along so well. And it kind of just fell into place.
I actually heard that Huntington Beach High School has an incredible program.
Yeah.
Like, I think... But do you know Krista Marina?
Yeah, yeah.
She went there, right?
Yeah, she did. Actually, I play bass for her for a couple gigs.
Okay, did you not come in with her when she played here?
No, that wasn't me.
Okay, she came with somebody. All right. Anyway, so we've never met, but you look familiar. And yeah, so I heard they have a great, like, they have, like, good music technology program and, like, yes. State-of-the-art stuff, media.
Yes, they do. Yeah, cool. I went through the program, and so, like, that's how I met them, and that's how I met, like, Krista and, like, Caitlin Lucia, too, who, I played bass with her, too. Yep. And so a lot of people have come through that school, also come through this station, and we all kind of know each other. But yeah, great program. I learned a lot, found out I really like to do music, and especially with the technology side, it's really interesting as well.
So what is your main instrument?
My main instrument would have to be bass, actually.
Yeah, because you're in here with this little miniature Yamaha keyboard.
Yeah, this thing's
great.
And
a drum machine.
And a little drum machine with a couple samples I made. But yeah, I grew up as a guitar player. My parents got me a guitar when I was 10. Didn't even ask for it. They're like, here's a guitar, you know, to keep you out of trouble. I'm like, okay. And so I learned the whole DVD, and I was like, now what? Did I finish guitar? And they're like, no, why don't you take lessons?
Did I finish guitar? Did I graduate?
Yeah, because I finished the DVD. I went through all the lessons, and I'm like, did I win? I don't know. And so I did lessons, went to the arts program, and they're like, we don't have bass players. You should play bass. It's probably because I wasn't super great at guitar. And then
I'm sure it's because you have to... No, don't be hard on yourself. I bet they were like, you know what? All these other guitarists are just going to fall off eventually, but he could do something. And bass, I wish I had bass skills. I'm a guitarist. I wish I actually studied that. I mean, very, very accomplished bass players are some of the best musicians out there.
Yeah, I find bass just super fun. You know, with guitar, sometimes you're like kind of at the forefront, but like bass, you kind of get to hide in the shadows a little bit, but in a good way, like holding down the fort while
letting and other people get to understand what's going on better than anybody.
Definitely. It's like the bridge between the rhythmic and the melodic section, I think. And so I became a bass player. So, you know, I played with like Caitlin and Krista and a few other people. And then when I was like, time to start my own thing, I was like, well, I kind of want to try to do keys, because I feel like, you know, there's a lot of guitar fronted music that's super great, but like I don't know of any like strong fronted keyboard bands, because we're just a trio, so it's just like a power trio, except with guitar it's like a keyboard player, which is like kind of strange.
So you have a drummer, Matt Kearney.
Yes.
And a bass player?
Anthony Grisham.
Okay, so you are just stepping into the forefront, not playing any bass on this project, really.
Not at all. Cool. Live stuff. And it's actually funny, my my bass player, Anthony, he's actually a guitar player. And, we're such good friends. I was like, hey, you're going to play bass for me. And
it's really not that easy, though. You just say, oh, you play guitar? Yeah, you can play bass, but doesn't mean that.
Right, which is what's funny.
And I'm speaking of myself. Like, I just do not feel confident on bass.
Yeah, it's really strange. So he picked up bass, and then he, you know, was like, it's really fun. And then I have a... Basically, our shtick is that I have a Squire 6, which is basically a guitar, but tuned an octave lower. And so I gave that to him, and he was like, I feel way more at home. So he's technically playing bass, but he feels more at home because it's basically a guitar.
Interesting. I've never heard of that. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, this is Cameron Liu of Ginger Root. He is out here promoting their latest single. Do you want to play that single? How do you feel? You ready for it?
Yeah, I can. Let me go into it.
All right, this is called Two Step This is Ginger Root's latest release. You can find it all over. This is more of a stripped down version live. And whenever you're ready, brother, take it away. Ginger Root live on Human Crafted Radio. That is their latest single, Two Step, performed by Cameron Liu. He is the frontman of the band, and he's here all by himself today representing the full band and just played a stripped-down version. Sounds so great, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, very interesting melodies. Definitely not what you expect, not out of the ordinary. So it appeals to me, and who are you looking up to? Who are some of your main inspirations musically?
Inspirations, whether it be sound or just because like I just admire them as an artist, is probably I listen to Feist, Tori Moi, Wolfpack is a big influence, as well as J-Som and Japanese Breakfast as well.
Nice. So you are right there with what's going on the, you know, in the scene right now. You know, we play a lot of those up and comers. Our music director, Steph Weaver Weinberg, she never fails. She tirelessly weeds through everything that's going on right now and picks some incredible bands. We play a few of the ones you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And yeah, that song is super catchy. I'm thinking we want to hear the studio version. I might play that in just a couple minutes here at the end of the set.
Yeah, let's do it. See a little contrast.
Yeah. From your version versus, you know, on the album.
Yeah.
So you released your debut full length LP back in January, Spotlight People.
Yes.
And this is the first single since then. Are you working your way towards another record release, or are you just kind of taking it single by single, taking it as it comes right now?
I definitely have enough material to do an album, but I've never done a single before, and I know that's kind of like what people are doing nowadays, and so I thought I'd try it, but definitely am working towards the second album to follow up Spotlight People. That's the main plan, and so it's definitely in the timeline down the road.
Right on. And I know you were on a mini tour over the summer. You want to talk about that a little bit? Where'd you go?
Yeah. So this is how I pitch it. What is a tour? A tour is you go around to a certain city, you stay there, you play shows, and then you come home. Well, no one says how far it has to be. So I traveled from Huntington Beach, 6.7 miles to Costa Mesa, and we played the Wayfair, Le Cove, and Boathouse Collective and stayed at a Motel 6 that is in the epicenter of those three venues.
Yeah, that's a tour.
That is a tour,
that's
right?
That's a tour. It's so a mini tour.
It is. We labeled it as the Ginger Root Costa Mesa Grand Prix Micro Tour. And what's funny about it
that is quite an embellishment there.
Yes, it's the name is as long as the tour, but yeah. So what's really funny is we needed gas, obviously, to do the tour and the stay there. So we actually did a Kickstarter to raise $92, and we exceeded that goal within 2 hours, and we were able to stay all three nights, and then we even were able to book the House of Blues in Anaheim with Professor Columbo, The Sugar, and Big Monsta.
Ah, we love Professor Columbo.
Yeah, they're great guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah, well, if you play a show down in Laguna Beach, you can just crash here at the station.
Yes.
And call that a little tour.
All right. We'll do the the Ginger Root Triangle Laguna Beach micro tour.
There you go.
There you go.
And also, I know you have a weekly cover series on your, you know, YouTube, Instagram, all that. What are the socials that people can follow you on, and when is that cover series? What day does it air?
The cover series is called Toaster Music. What I do is it started last semester. I had 3 hours in between class. So what I did is I brought a couple instruments and one mic, and I made a cover in my car. And what happened after that is just people were like, hey, that's really cool. You should like do it weekly. And then so it started, and last semester, 14 weeks later, I had like this full cover kind of repertoire out on the internet, and then everyone was like, you gonna do it again? And I was like, I don't know, it was a lot of work, and now I'm doing it again. So it's on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram too, and that's Ginger Root Music.
Ginger Root Music. And of course, I have to say, I was Ginger Root, amazing on its own.
Yeah, we were talking about
The merits of just the root itself is great. I love ginger tea, I love ginger anything. But how did you come up with that name?
Ginger Root came, I was watching a couple of YouTube videos late at night, you know, just surfing the internet, and there's this Wolfpack, the band that I really like. I was watching a live performance by them, and the lead guy, Jack, he just started chanting, like doing this chant about Ginger Root, and I thought it was the funniest thing ever, probably because it was like 3 a.m., so she's like, this is hilarious, and so I had all these demos that I was writing, and I needed to put a name on it. That was the only phrase that was in my head throughout the whole, like, month. So I was like, oh, I guess I can't think of anything else. So I'll put Ginger Root on it. And then now it's now I label it as Ginger Root 100% organic non-GMO music.
That's how I label my show, Human Crafted Radio.
Really?
Non-GMO. What was the other thing?
Plant-based?
No, wait. No. Locally sourced.
Hey, that's good.
Human Crafted Radio.
There you go.
Awesome. Well, it's been great to have you on, Cameron. I'm going to go ahead and play two-step off of Spotify right now. So this is your latest single, and I encourage our listeners to go buy it and and follow Ginger Root Music on all the socials. Anything else you want to say before I let you go?
No, just thanks for having me. It's always fun to be here, and everyone have a nice day.
Thank you, my friend. You have a great, unique sound, your voice as well. I forgot to mention that.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
it. Keep doing it.
Thank you.
All right. This is KX93.5. Here is the latest from Ginger Root. We just heard this song stripped down live in studio. Now we're going to hear it off of the studio recorded version. It's two-step. You're listening to KX93.5.